in action. There's 25, 30 warriors, maybe 100 women and children. That's it.
Yeah. The warriors will turn and fight. No avoiding that.
Yeah.
I'll give the women and children time to take cover.
One thing for damn sure, they already know we're here. Captain Ragsdale?
Sir!
Troopers on the flat, form a line! Sound of march.
Bugler!
Chiricahua Apache of the American Southwest were the last of the great tribes to defy the United States government and its effort to impose the reservation system. The Army, under the command of Brigadier General George Crook, was entrusted with the responsibility of breaking this resistance. His campaign into the Chiricahua strongholds below the Mexican border brought to a conclusion a conflict that had raged through the Southwest for nearly two decades.
Tell old man and the others we're not going to hurt them.
Don't fijo, eres ida.
We're not going anywhere. We don't want to fight. We came here to bring you to a reservation. Tell your men that. Nantan Lupan only wants a peace with the Chiricahua.
Live on the reservation.
Only one Chiricahua warrior and his band of renegades held out. Then even he sent word that he would give himself up in 2 months' time. He was called Goyatla, but years before, the Mexicans had given him another name. Geronimo. One month before my 22nd birthday, I reported for duty in the Arizona Territory. It was my first posting to garrison life. In looking back, it is now clear to me that I was as much a stranger to myself as I was to the great Western Desert. My name is Britton Davis. I was a participant in what the Army later called the Geronimo Campaign. It is my wish to throw some light upon the extraordinary events that I witnessed and on the men that lived them. Life as a frontier soldier was at hand, and no amount of military training could disguise the excitement I felt.
Howdy. Welcome. Always good to see an Army fella.
Whiskey?
No, thank you, sir.
You don't have to serve me, son. I ain't no officer. Looks like you are, though.
Second Lieutenant Britton Davis, at your service.
Proud to know you. Where are you from, Lieutenant?
Born in Texas, near Brownsville.
Texas? Well, son, I thought you was from back east. Kind of got that manner about you.
Well, I've been the last 4 years at West Point.
Señor. Soldados vienen.
My initial impression of First Lieutenant Charles Gatewood remains distinct in my memory. His brusqueness was entirely military, balanced by unfailing good manners. In his most matter-of-fact way, he gave me my first order as an officer of the United States Cavalry. I was to accompany him south. We were going to bring in Geronimo.
He's due in a few days. We'll go on down to the border and escort him to San Carlos.
About 75 miles to the border from here, Mr. Davis. Plenty of time to get acquainted with your new map.
Sir?
Yes.
Just you and me?
The general figured that with Geronimo with us, we didn't need much protection.
Yes, sir.
A small detachment means we're not threatening the hostiles. You wouldn't want to pose a threat to Geronimo now, would you, Mr. Davis?
No, sir.
The lieutenant was clearly a man of confidence and experience in the Apache Wars. In time, I came to realize he was much admired by his peers, much respected by his superiors.
That's the border, Mr. Davis.
How will he find us?
Easy. We're the only ones out here.
Lieutenant?
Apache medicine man.
Probably on a pilgrimage. The Apaches, they believe in that power. It's a kind of spirit they carry inside them.
Sir, Geronimo's just going to come on in and give himself up?
That's what he promised. Chiricahua doesn't give his word much, but when it does, it keeps it. As long as you keep yours.
When the medicine man joined our camp, I was filled with curiosity. By personal inclination, Lieutenant Gatewood kept his own counsel. However, he met questions from an inexperienced officer with patience and courtesy. What fascinated me most was his sympathy and knowledge of all things pertaining to the Apache.
You don't talk to them much, do you?
Doing Apache stillness is a pleasure. It's something they're taught while they're young. Helps some of them have to hide and wait.
What's he singing about?
Trying to locate your animal. Says he'll be here tomorrow on a white horse.
Superstitious, aren't they?
$5 says he rides in here on a white horse.
Just because the medicine man says so? You've got a bet, Lieutenant. Question? These scouts that we have with us, they're Apache. Why would they work for the army, fight against their own kind?
There are lots of different Apache tribes that don't much like each other. Most of all, Apache go where the best fight is. It's a morality once you understand it.
All right, I'll see your two, and I'll raise you one. Lieutenant, just curious, are you a family man?
I have a son and a daughter. They and my wife are back in Virginia. You must miss them.
Every hour of every day.
Is coming. Rides a white horse.
You owe me $5, Mr. Davis.
Bana easy ta shiftini. Ti doha behoshtla tani. Nietzsche. Has it ever gone tin? Oh,
First Lieutenant Charles B. Gatewood.
Cousin.
Enzizo Narcate is E.
Diego, Yastileani.
Second Lieutenant Britton Davis, 6th Cavalry. You are now under the protection of the United States Army. We will escort you to General Crook. At San Carlos. Nantan Lupan waits for you with an open heart. They are something. Chiricahua are special. Even amongst the Apache.
Second night of our trek to San Carlos, we put up at the Overland Way Station at the foot of the Dragoon Mountains. The following morning, I had my first opportunity to write home, being careful to include in the letter an offhand reference to my participation in the capture of Geronimo.
Coming. Man with white hat carries shotgun.
Looking for the officer in charge.
Lieutenant Charles Gatewood. At your service.
I heard the army was traveling through with hostiles. Especially one hostile in particular. See, Marshal Joe Hawkins, Tombstone. Apaches over yonder are under arrest. I'm deputizing you two to hold these criminals till we get back with a posse and a warrant.
These Apache are in our custody.
And the warrant's going to specify the murder of white citizens. Horse thievery and hostile Indianism. Now, is that good enough for you?
We want to do what's right, which is hang them.
I have orders to turn these Apache into General Crook.
And the United States Army doesn't need any help from you.
Lieutenant?
Don't sass me, Bluecoat. Great Geronimo. Well, I think you're nothing but a murdering rat bastard.
I'd ride on if I were you, sir. You seem to have provoked the hostiles. And I don't think you want to get into a contest with the 6th Cavalry.
Now, let me tell you something. Even the 6th Cavalry is subject to a federal warrant. Justice will be served, one way or the other. Do they?
Get the Apaches going, Mr. Davis. Now.
Sir.
We moved north with all possible speed, but our pack mules prevented us from making good progress. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we caught sight of the Tombstone Posse. Faced with a potential enemy that possessed superior numbers, Lieutenant Gatewood hit upon an unusual tactic. He divided his forces, sending me ahead with the others while he and Geronimo remained behind. The lieutenant had two objectives. First, to attempt a rearguard protective action. Second, and most important, never to lose sight of Geronimo.
What you seeing, Davy?
Looks like some of them split off. Six or seven of them headed to San Carlos. Other two up yonder.
It's more of a lynch mob than a posse. But if they serve those warrants, I'm going to have to give you up.
You have a good long glass, Goodwood. If I scare them off, we trade.
Kill any of those men. That was a great shot.
Not so great. I aim for his head.
We best catch up to Mr. Davis and the others now.
This your name? Jade Wood?
Yes. A gift from my troops.
They must think you're a fine chief.
Oh, not a chief, just a soldier.
Your glass. Much better than mine. Blue stone is valuable to Apache.
No, thank you.
Afternoon, we arrived at the military base of operations at San Carlos. This afforded me my first glimpse of General Crook, with the Apache called Nantan Lupan, Gray Wolf Chief. Our arrival was laid out with great military ceremony. The surrender of Geronimo was no small event.
General.
My compliments, Lieutenant.
Nantan Lupan.
It does my heart good to see you, Geronimo. I accept your surrender. I accept the surrender of a great warrior. Now let's have a cup of coffee. Smoke a cigar. Got a lot to talk about.
It's old Geronimo. Out there. Good to see you, ain't it?
You know my friend Al Seaver?
I was always hoping to catch up to you myself, but guess I'll never get that chance now, will I?
Mr. Seaver.
Lieutenant.
You have your cigar and coffee. Lieutenant Gatewood has reported to me about your trip up from the border. Sounds like quite a story. I'm glad to see that Geronimo is a man of his word. Washington has ordered me to detain you here for a short period, and then send you and your band of Chiricahua on to Turkey Creek.
We keep our rifles for hunting.
Yes, but only on the reservation. I'll put one of my officers in charge there.
Gatewood.
No, I'm sorry. Lieutenant Gatewood is a company officer. He has his responsibilities here.
We take Davis. I like Davis.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Davis is going to make a fine officer, but I had somebody more experienced in mind.
I like Davis.
What do you think, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm sure it will be his privilege, as well as his duty.
Mr. Davis, it is. To be accompanied by a small detachment of soldiers. The Apache will be under the protection of the United States Army. Mr. Davis is young. Young Apache, young White Eye, the hope of the West.
Gatewood. You come visit me.
I would like that.
I hope the wars are over, my friend. Nantan Lupan wants the Chiricahua to learn to be farmers. It's their only chance. They must change. The old days are gone.
Mantan Lupan says there must be no leaving this reservation, even for a few hours, without permission. There must be no drinking of whiskey or tiswin. Any violations of these rules will result in confinement in an army prison stockade.
You
want to know why these rules? Why they be punished? What you care if Apache drink? Soldier drink.
Nantan Lupan
Mantan
says if Apache drink, Apache fight. Apache get into trouble. It's bad for everyone. It's bad for the Apache. It's bad for soldiers. It's bad for all the white eyes.
Salada. Sa'i endo.
Tanua. No uche. No uta.
He said, why if some Apache do bad things, all are punished?
That will not happen.
Shwa. Ish the wishkish hiwa.
All Apaches should not be punished for the mistakes of only a few. We will determine who is responsible, and only those few will be punished.
Six weeks after I took up residence at Turkey Creek, Lieutenant Gabe Wood and Al Sieber came to visit. Sieber, as Chief of Scouts, was in charge of recruiting Apache for the Army.
Hello there, Mingus. Just the fellow I want to see. I want you to join the Army, all right? Fools with blue coats, scouts to help us fight renegades. Now, you'll be a sergeant. Wear a blue coat, stripes on your coat with Army pay, all right?
I don't know, Sieber.
Well, you are a warrior. You hunt men. You'll make your woman, make your children proud of you.
Mexicans, they took my wife, my little boy.
Maybe the Army could help get him back.
I think maybe I stay here.
If I was asking you out on a raiding party, I expect you'd be a lot more willing. Hey, Mangus.
The federal government had forced over 500 Chiricahua to take up residence within Turkey Creek's narrow borders. Corn was the main crop, but the land was not fertile enough for them to be self-sufficient. The Chiricahua had become dependent upon monthly allotments of government supplies for their well-being.
Deadwood, you come to visit me.
Makes my heart glad to see Geronimo. How's the life of a farmer?
Some Apaches are good farmers. Others miss the old way. I'm not good farmer, Gatewood.
And I never told.
I've come here to visit my friend, but I have some questions I need to ask you. There are rumors that a medicine man is speaking against the White Eye. That he is calling for a return to the war trail.
It was told by a medicine man many more Apache would die fighting White Eye. And in the end, we will win because we will die free of them.
The only way for an Apache to be free
to die? Well, which medicine man is this? I should talk to him. Find out what he's saying.
There are many. Some have the power. Some just talk.
He's a warrior. Every bit born in battle. Fighting a lost cause. I'm familiar with the type. My two older brothers and my father fought for the Army of Northern Virginia. My oldest brother was killed. My father was wounded, crippled. After the war, he took me aside and said, "You'll carry the new flag." Sent me off to the academy. First in my family, north of the Mason-Dixon line. So like our friend, I know what it's like to hate the blue coat.
Doni, na? Kaha, tuku karana, kustesene. Tio, tampingsene. Kadi hayo no skala, tan huiste. Dai no is, tan dai is chong. Da chai is justu.
Da ona, na kroko. Da kum. Kle na wusa. Han dei da ona. Ye zehi lafte.
Koa deo. Zebika nage son. Keitu a liu. Ndawa zik. Tonga si eji. Kleil chota. Nato. Tiye. Sana eji.
Nothing so concentrated a bureaucratic mind in dealing with the Indians as rumors of a troublesome medicine man. When an occasional religious leader showed up among the tribes preaching doctrines perceived to be dangerous, standard government policy was to have the army deal with it immediately.
By order of General Crook, Nantan Lupan.
Dee! Ibika! Nda tsao nada kai! Nda! Nda bini ye, chika! Kao de iwa, gushka!
Demonstration hostile to the citizens of the United States. And this demonstration is unlawfully assembled. I order you to stop at this instant. Stop that. Stop him. Arrest him.
Don't stop!
Push it! You have to shoot it, goddammit! I can handle this myself!
What's he got there?
He had a rock!
He has not done nothing! We're not bothering no one! You leave here! You leave us alone!
Arrest him! Arrest Geronimo!
How's the devil? Dean! Nihi!
Arrest him.
Crook. Telegram, sir. Pardon.
Get a staff officer to me immediately. Captain Ragsdale. Now. Geronimo's jumped Turkey Creek. The Apache are out. It all blew up at Civicu. Whole damn thing's a shambles. Geronimo has taken half the reservation with him. Men, women, and children. Spread the word. All officers to their commands.
Yes, sir.
Geronimo had quickly divided his forces into small bands, each headed for Mexico. By the day after Civicu, Crook had five columns in the field. The Geronimo campaign had begun.
On the point! Circle back!
Sir?
Yes, I see you, Mr. Davis. Steady in the rank. Go slow.
Beg your pardon, sir. Do we attack?
Hold the column.
Sergeant?
Steady in the rank! Steady!
Whatever happens, the Apache will take off. Don't let the column pursue at speed. Whenever you can, you choose your ground to fight on.
Raiding party split off from Goliathe. Apache challenge Gatewood come out and fight. Want to show off power to other Chiricahua.
Is there anything that should be done?
Provision there.
Geronimo's band had diverted to the east, into the copper mining country of the Low Hills. His tactics were resupply at the expense of the civilians who had settled on Chiricahua land.
Apache land. This has always been Apache land.
We ain't never done nothing to you. I mean, it ain't right.
It ain't right. Damn it!
He's gonna kill you anyway. We make things out of this country. There was nothing here before us, and there'd never be nothing if we left it to you.
You are a fool, but at least you are brave. Get off Apache land. The next time, I will kill you.
Right, hey!
as Dandy Jim and Skip Hay have been found guilty by the military court, Department of Arizona, of insurrection at Cibicu Creek. The Apache Deadshot, Sergeant, Military Scouts, 6th Cavalry, been found guilty of treason. The sentence of the court for the three prisoners is death by hanging.
Do any of you have anything to say to me as chaplain? Are any of you Christians?
Don Supan, I give you my hand. Maybe you think my wife, my baby.
Skip! Shranafza! Die the man Shiura! Ventilin and Chuk! Die the Rosin to Safrestra! In a shoki, the minister! Listen, Skygande.
There's three of them. The driver should be nearby.
They didn't have to kill them just to get their horses.
No, they didn't.
Seaver had had his wound from Cibicu cauterized with a hot poker and was back in the saddle the following day. All told, he had suffered 17 gunshot and arrow wounds in his many years of fighting Apache.
You can almost deploy me and Dutchie to your collar.
How's that wound, Mr. Seaver?
Which one? Got him here, 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 here. Hell, I'm in real good. Ain't slowing me down none.
We came across an overland. Four dead, horses gone.
Well, they burned two spreads off to the west. They picked up horses, food, a lot of ammunition. So I figure I'll just keep tracking off to those hills there, all right?
All right. Mr. Davis, you and Sergeant Mulry stick with Mr. Seaver.
Sir.
Be sure that he gets back to the column by sundown.
Sir.
Thank you.
raiding party is real, real close. Yeah. I want you to ride for the column and bring them back to pick up this trail.
On a double pump, so go on.
Hostile Apache that Dutchie and I had been pursuing had gotten away. Needless to say, at the time, I was humiliated. But much later, I decided the incident had come out for the best. I'm quite content to go to my grave knowing that I've never killed an Apache.
You all right, Miss Siva?
Caught up with $3 and a string of stolen ponies. Gave one of them to Mr. Davis. Seems he got away.
Sergeant Murray, check the area for a dead hostile.
Sir!
Now, are we crossing to Mexico tomorrow?
That's right.
I think we ought to send some of them scouts back, because I don't trust them down south of the border. Geronimo's got a couple of them spooked, and they're starting to wonder if they're on the wrong side.
I don't think so, Mr. Seba. Besides, we need every scout we have.
Yes, sir. I guess you weren't there then when Deadshot and the rest of them turned on us at Civic U.
If I had been at Civic U, they wouldn't have turned. Whole thing wouldn't have happened now.
I know you don't like me much, Lieutenant. I don't really care. I know I'm rough in some of my ways, I guess. I ain't the gentleman type. But I think... Compared to you, I am somewhat honest. No offense intended, Lieutenant. Speaking off the record, sir. I just figure you're a real sad case. You don't love who you're fighting for. And you don't hate who you're fighting against.
Perhaps I could learn to hate with the proper vigor from you, Val.
Well, maybe you could, Lieutenant.
Though I never managed to become a close friend of Al Sieber, in the next few weeks of campaigning, I did learn to get along with him. Only a fool would fail to profit from his vast experience. I think in his own way, he was as taken by the Apache as was Lieutenant Gatewood.
Well, sir, your Apache rides a horse to death and eats him, and steals another. I mean, the horse is just mobile food. I've chased him where they made 50 miles a day on horse and foot. I mean, hell, they could live on cactus, go 48 hours without water. I mean, 1 week of that would kill your average trooper.
I hear you can track as good as any Apache.
Well, you heard right, but there's only one of me in 1,000 square miles of Apache country. General Crook figured that out, because it takes an Apache to catch an Apache. White Eyes can't catch them alone. No, sir. You ever get in a fight with an Apache, things go bad. You save the last bullet for yourself. You don't want to get taken alive. No, sir. They got lots of ways to kill you. Now, one of their favorites is to strip you, tie you upside down to a wagon wheel. They pour pitch on you, light you on fire.
Ndai, Ndo. How are you, sir? No, it's Tiho. Ada Slada. Chita. Ta eho es cha. Sa. Unka. Nsamoni.
Skina. Awusayu. Shagunka. Sestendi.
Nda eho. Is da she?
And I, Sister Cho, you stay da sa. No, we do you how are stay. You do clitch this he, be chair in ka who stay.
And there is kiddy. And now show though. No, inana ka, a teda.
La da is sok hu inde ani honara kari che ge ara de sla da soho.
General Crook and a small detachment of Apache scouts came across the border into the Canyon de los Embudos. Crook had agreed to negotiate terms, but he intended a hard bargain. For the rest of his life, he never forgave Geronimo for jumping Turkey Creek. Crook maintained his sympathy for the Apache, but between he and Geronimo, all trust had vanished.
There is one God looking down on us all. We are all children of one God.
I didn't come here to listen to religion. You broke your word. You left Turkey Creek. You killed many White Eye. You come back. Washington wants you to go to Florida. You do it, or I'll come back with my army and fight.
Antoine Lepin does not understand. The White Eye tried to change Apache way.
The Apache were doing fine farming corn. The problem was Geronimo. I knew Cochise. He was a king. He was a wise ruler of his people. I knew Vittorio. He was a proud leader. And I know Geronimo, who doesn't want to lead or rule or be wise. He just wants to fight.
I didn't start this trouble. The army killed the dreamer.
He was calling for war. If the medicine man had come in peaceably, he'd be alive. There's no excuse for taking up arms against the United States Army.
The Army's the best friend that Chiricahua ever had. You know it, and I know it.
With all this land, why is there no room for the Apache? Why does the White Eye want all land? How long in Florida?
Maybe 2 years. With your families. I think I can get that. That's not a bad deal. A lot of white-eyed want to see Geronimo hanged for murder.
Not murder. War. Many bad things happen in war.
How many white-eyed did you kill since you left Turkey Creek?
Maybe 50. Maybe more. How many Apaches did you kill?
You killed women and children.
So did you.
We gain nothing by fighting. We can live on the reservation. I go there. You, Natalupam, are like a brother to me.
Many of my people want to surrender. When I was young, the White Eye came and wanted the land of my people. When their soldiers burnt our villages, we moved to the mountains. When they took our food, we ate thorns. When they killed our children, we had more. We killed all white eye that we could. We starved and we killed. But in our hearts, we never surrendered.
C.S. Fly, a photographer from Tombstone, had requested permission to accompany General Crook to Mexico and record the negotiations. Much to everyone's surprise, Crook agreed. Even more surprising, Geronimo and the other Chiricahua also agreed. In some mysterious way, they seemed to understand these pictures would make them immortal. They remain the only known photographs ever taken of the American Indian as an enemy in the field.
Pan, Kunda, Pistis Dio. Ya te, Pich e, Nianik. Salada do yo how. Pish Nazca, Pistis te. Do yo sle. Pich e, Ya is te. Tiwa.
Dokan, Pitze. Has Tid Ta Shian. Da. Pitze has Chi. Toshita.
Hostina ne, Zesto, not a nephew. A pin at Io. A dead what? Dead.
Tender my resignation as commander of this department. I have served you well in the past, but my judgment has been called into question. Without doubt, I made grievous error in trusting the word of Geronimo that he would surrender. Perhaps others will be more correct or more fortunate. The real tragedy I know you do not understand. That is to the Apache people. They've lost in me a true friend. And they have few. George Crook, Brigadier General, United States Army. I was forced to send this to Washington a day ago. They've accepted my resignation. With regrets. General Nelson Miles will replace me.
There's nothing to be done, General?
Nothing. Graceful retirement for a general who could not catch Geronimo. Settlers, prospectors, land speculators, they won't admit it. But the truth is, they'd all like to see the Indian dead. They see the army as their weapon. The army to fight the Apache is the only real hope of keeping the Apache alive. Only the army can protect them.
Yes, sir. Well, I fought them a long time, General. And I figure if I was one of them, I'd be standing right next to Geronimo, shooting at the bluecoats. But God may be who I am, and between them or us, I figure it's us.
Well, damn it, Al, is that the only way we could win?
Well, I can't answer that question. I'm just a hired hand. I just want to say, General, I didn't always agree with you, but you had my respect. And while you was in charge, the Army was a proper piece of work. So I'm going to quit this damn fool job. I'm going to go on down to Tucson and I'm going to get drunk.
Take it easy, Al.
Yes, sir.
Al.
Miles brought with him an entirely new staff of line officers. Lieutenant Gatewood, myself, and many others had to taste the humiliation of being dismissed from the field.
I'm honored to be here with you men of the 6th Cavalry. Honored to be here by order of the President of the United States. We are charged with bringing in the renegade Apache Geronimo. We will accomplish this task. We will succeed. But we're abandoning certain practices of the past. Over-reliance on Apache scouts. Men of divided loyalties. I will keep troops in the field until the enemy is fully subjugated. Fully pacified. There will be no compromise with the honor of our nation. There will be no compromise with the honor of the United States Army. Captain?
As he had promised, General Miles sent troops forward without the Apache scouts. For the next 5 months, they relentlessly searched, but the results were predictable. Geronimo and his tiny band of Chiricahua had vanished deep into the mountains of Mexico. It seemed they were chasing a spirit more than a man.
I doubt if you're enjoying your current assignment. Nothing personal. I understand you're a fine officer. Do you know why I called you here, Gatewood?
No, sir.
Tomorrow a new policy change will be announced. As punishment for Geronimo's resistance, all Chiricahua currently living on reservation land are to be rounded up and sent to Florida. They will stay there until Geronimo is captured or killed. That's a harsh penalty that he's drawn on his own people. I hear you and Geronimo are friendly.
Any relationship I've had has never compromised my effectiveness in the field.
I need you to speak freely with me. Can you find Geronimo, talk to him?
I thought so once. There's no way to be sure now.
Well, signs are that he's starving or close to it. Living on cactus and rabbits. I know this because I've got a net of observation points and 5,000 troops stretched from here to Sonora searching for...
35 Apaches, sir. That's what I believe he'll be down to in a month's time.
35 starving Apache.
Begging the general's pardon, sir, but why not leave him to the Mexicans? He can't continue to keep raiding across the border. He can't afford to lose any more warriors. Can't replace them.
The present political situation demands results. I want you to find Geronimo and make him this proposal. I have the authority to hunt this son of a bitch all the way to South America if I have to, but I want this nonsense to end. Now, I'm willing to give you all the scouts you need. 100-man detail, regular cavalry, mule pack team.
100 men won't do.
How many do you want?
3. I'd like to pick them myself.
whatever happens, Lieutenant, this conversation that you and I are having never took place. Any negotiations with Geronimo are to be strictly confidential. Is that understood?
2 years in Florida.
2 years in Florida with their families. And when they return to reservation land here in Arizona Territory, every warrior gets 40 acres of land, 2 mules.
Sir, I don't think you or the government intend to keep this promise.
You just offer it. None of the rest is your concern.
Do you know your scripture, sir? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Lieutenant, you have your orders.
Lieutenant Gatewood chose the Apache scout Chatto to accompany him, as well as myself and Al Sieber, who had become bored with his retirement. And after 4 weeks of attempting to track Geronimo through the mountains of Sonora, we came across a burning Indian village. What we found there was unspeakable.
Dead women there. Two little kids. Scalped them all four of them. Bounty hunters. Oh, government down here pays 200 pesos a head for the men, 100 for the women, and 50 for those kids. Kill any Indian and claim they're Apache. I don't see how any man can sink that low. Must be Texans. Lowest form of white man there is.
Yakis ni arati tu han der in dash bina at eshoshna et eshalishkai chunai natayo kai
attends toi.
Most of the men got away. They go up into the hills. They come back one day, maybe two. They come back with their families. They build big fire. They burn the bodies. And they go join up with other Yaqui tribe. Maybe find new wives. They go off that way, into the hills. After they hunt Yaqui men, they go to Soyapos. Get their money.
You and Siba, I want you to track the bounty hunters that did this. Shuchi.
Yeah, oh.
Kuriase. Kunanya.
Asante. Ne. Das. Mustada. Se.
Nasen kaini. Anan. Yush. Estun. He. Ize. Ikao kaini. Tohada. Tati nata. Kode. Ilhash. Shilchita, Elza, Ndakut, Akorga. Shilchita, Elza, Ndakut, Akorga. Shilchita, Elza, Ndakut.
Been down here almost 20 years. In the war, Confederate officer. After the hostilities ended, I went to Texas, got in a little scrape with the law. Come down here, got a new name, new start, wife, family. But in my heart, well, hell, I'm still a Tennessee man. My wife and her sisters, they trade with Apache women. They come down from the mountains. They've done it for years. Days back, some Chiricahua showed up near here.
Where?
Straight up Montaña of Aripe.
Señoría, copas.
Sí, señor.
This. I didn't expect to see many Americans down here. Where you fellas from?
Texas. I keep a house in Brewster County.
Awful far from home, ain't you?
Well, we just came down here. Try to make ourselves a living. And what about you, friend? It seems like you got a real curious nature. You the law?
Me? Hell no. I'm just hunting that son of a bitch, Geronimo. Thought you might have come across something to help me out.
I'm sorry, amigo. We ain't seen nothing.
Apache.
Why don't you sit down here while we have us a drink? You take real good care of you.
anything happens, fire. And keep firing.
Sir.
That Apache is with us.
Don't look like it to me.
He's a sergeant of scouts in the United States Army.
Who the hell are you?
Charles Gatewood, Lieutenant 6th Cavalry.
You boys are out of uniform. Maybe he ought to wear one. Somebody down here, took that scalp of his. Make himself a little money.
10 days ago, we came across a Yaka village. All the Indians slaughtered.
We come across the same type of thing a while back. I tell you, this is a crazy country.
$100. Buys that scalp back.
Nice doing business with you, Mr. Gatewood. But I changed my mind.
You rotten son of a bitch.
Amigo. Move it, Dixie boy.
Killed trying to help save an Apache. We got him, Mr. Seaver. We got him all. Gunshot, arrow shot 17 times. 20 years chasing old Geronimo. Nothing I love better than being here to finish.
You don't have to account yourself to me, Al. You're a brave man.
I never did have no kind of love. Never did. So, I'm getting you a little sleep here for a minute or two.
Sir, are you giving me a choice?
That's an order, Lieutenant. I know it's hard to come this far and stop. And I'm sorry. Somebody's got to go back and tell the truth. Britton, you're a fine officer. You stay noble. We're trying to make a country here. It's hard.
Why did you bring him? He is an enemy to his people.
He thinks you are. He's a brave man to come here. Enough Chiricahua dead.
In Deshkina, Nanizna, in Da Daizis Hiwa.
Daizia, Dabeke. Have they taught you to lie, Gatewood?
I don't lie. But the truth. His General Miles will hunt you for 50 years. He's already sent your families to Florida, which is far, far away. Look around. See how few warriors you have left.
If I kill White Eyes forever, I am still Geronimo, an Apache. Who are you, Gatewood?
Just a man. Like you. And I want to go home. I want to see my family. My God. My God is a God of peace. A God of life, not death. What does your God say?
Your son is not here with us on the mountain. Tell me, what is in your heart?
The war's over. I offer this because it has power for me. Our fight must end here.
When I was young, I took a wife. We lived in these mountains. We have our family. The Mexican soldiers came and they killed her. They killed her and my two little girls. They killed them because we are Apache. I remember when I found their bodies. I stood until much time had passed, not knowing what to do. I had no weapon. But I did not want to fight. I did not pray. I did not do anything. I had no purpose left. After a year had passed, my power showed me how to get revenge. And always, since then, I get revenge. matter how many I kill, I could not bring back my family. Yosin, the Apache god, is a god of peace. I gave you the blue stone. You give me this. It will be peace.
On September 4th, 1886, Geronimo and 34 Chiricahua men, women, and children surrendered to General Nelson Miles. As he handed over his weapons, Geronimo simply said, "Once I moved about like the wind. Now I surrender, and that is all." He refused any further conversation with the general. Final surrender, Lieutenant Gatewood was immediately transferred to a remote garrison in northern Wyoming. His continued presence would have been an embarrassing reminder that the United States Army had failed to defeat a band of 35 Apache. Instead of being rewarded with a medal for his heroic efforts, Lieutenant Charles Gatewood was sentenced to obscurity.
Formation is ready.
Attention!
Come out!
Lieutenant! Hurry!
Help!
By order of the Office of the President of the United States, all Chiricahua scouts are under arrest and will be transported to Fort Marion Prison, St. Augustine, Florida, with the outlaw Apaches led by Goyacla, known as Geronimo. The Apache scouts from the White Mountain, Coyotero, and Mescalero tribes are to return at once to their reservations. They will remain within these boundaries unless given express permission to travel. Their duties for the United States Army are at an end. We thank them for their services.
Detail! Collect arms!
I'm a good Apache. She's not right. Sergeant Chato, a scout.
Later that afternoon, Geronimo, his band of renegades, and all the Chiricahua that had served the army so faithfully were loaded into wagons and transported to the railhead at Holbrook. There, they were to begin their journey to Florida and imprisonment.
See the general.
What business?
It's about Mr. Gatewood.
sir. I thought the U.S. Army kept its word. I thought maybe we were the only ones left who did. What's going on out there is a disgrace.
Lieutenant, you're more worried about keeping your word to a savage than you are fulfilling your duties to the citizens of this country. We won. That's what matters. It's over, Lieutenant. Geronimo, the Apache, the whole history of the West except being a farmer.
I don't think Mr. Gatewood would want me to be a part of any of this.
I hate an idealist. There's always something messy about them.
I'm ashamed. And you have my resignation.
To the disappointment of family and friends, I had ended my military career. Over the years, the events surrounding the Geronimo campaign have continued to haunt me. I carry the memory of those days, days of bravery and cruelty, of heroism and deceit. And I am still faced with an undeniable truth. A way of life that endured 1,000 years was gone. This desert, this land that we look out on, would never be the same.
Nassos carne dandy. Nassos out. Dawani. Sistiausi. Dashist lini. Yohada, she's chased, that is true.
Da'i, bichayo, indi, hotni, nekesni, nta, da sensajin.
Nde, da'yo hell. Na wote. Do se kesh pi. Pi keda. Idil kosin. Be naskai. Katasta. Mehi sploshu. Yolsita, Yolsi. Nde, Pia Yi. Nda, Dayan. Nda, Atoa. Shasha. Ilti, Isalata. Lea. Ilti, Taza. Ti, Shi. Yolsi. Cutting. Says you, I said. As tea. Saika. A theatre knee. Eh, Shana won't cut. As a tea home.
lived for another 22 years as a prisoner of war. Despite its promise, the federal government never let him return home.